In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. I've often said this, that heaven and earth detests a vacuum. When there is a vacuum, something is going to take its place. I am reading from John's Gospel, the 21st verse, the 20th chapter. "Then said Jesus unto the disciples again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive the Holy Spirit. Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained." Receive the Holy Spirit. You see, I know there are churches that have confessions between 3:30 and 4. You know, who's going to go? This whole experience of penance and the experience of confession is something that the Lord has given the church. He was speaking to the apostles. We believe it was apostolic. We believe the priest has that power. And you know what? I tell you, my friends, if the priests don't do it, Oprah will, which is sick. Okay, I'm going to tell you about Lance Armstrong. He's the bicyclist who had cancer, who was healed, thank God, and who used drugs. And he just went to confession to Oprah. Oprah is the priestess. The only thing Oprah can't do is give him absolution. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying this is kind of sick. He's in front of the world saying what he did or what he didn't do, and we don't know what he did or didn't do at this point. But he's making his confession to priestess Oprah. I'm telling you, Oprah can't give him absolution. Oprah can't say your sins are forgiven you. But we bring it to the world. We bring it to the world, you know. I'm going to tell my sins to the world. The church has given us a sacrament. And the sacrament is between God and the person and the priest. Not that everybody in the world should know, because it doesn't do any good. But I'm telling you that so many priests, like I could even name people, which I won't do, they say, you don't need to go to confession. Oh, that's not a sin. I want to thank God for priests like Father Matthew and Father Eric. Eric is always hearing confessions. I want to thank God for people like that, that give the opportunity for people to confess their sins and to repent of their sins and to receive absolution. I want to thank God for people like that. I want to thank God for Father Joseph, who hears confessions every Monday, Friday, and Saturday. And I tell you, barely anyone comes. I want to thank God that these things are taking place. Jesus said, who sins you forgive shall be forgiven, who sins you remit shall be remitted, who sins you retain shall be retained. And the whole point of the matter is, are we doing our job? Nature abhors a vacuum. If the priests aren't going to be doing it, we have Madam Oprah doing it. It's very sick. Very, very sick. Lance Armstrong is going to be on television confessing his sins to Madam Oprah. This is sick. This is sick. This is so sad. But I'm telling you, it tells me something. It tells me something. I know that in the 50s, I have nothing against psychiatrists. I go to one. But I know that in the, because I need medicine, I know that in the 50s, people would go to confession once a week, once every 2 weeks, and things were different then. They would confess their sins, and it would be between God, the penitent, and the priest. They would receive absolution. Things weren't the way they are today. Today, many priests say, oh, that's not a sin. Don't tell me if it's not a sin. If it's bothering me, I want to say it. Unless I'm scrupulous, that's another issue. You see, if we don't do it, heaven and earth abhor a vacuum. We have Madam Oprah doing it. And you know what? She can't give absolution, and she can't give forgiveness. And it's said in front of the whole world now. I think it's very sick. And it's a call to the church that we get ready and that we start listening to confessions and we start preaching repentance and we start preaching that this is necessary and that whatever keeps us from God needs to be spoken out. You know, you go to a wedding or you go to a funeral and everyone gets up to go to communion. But you know what? They haven't been to confession. They haven't been to confession. This is so important. I'm not here to say that I'm condemning people. But the word of God says, whose sins you remit shall be remitted. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. He gave that power to the church. And the church in many places are not using that power. Again, I want to thank God for Father Joseph. I want to thank God for Father Matthew. I want to thank God for Father Eric. Eric has been ordained 6 months, and he's hearing confessions all the time. Thanks be to God. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful that people are repenting, that people are going to confession, that people are receiving absolution? I told you, Madam Oprah cannot give absolution. She'll just listen and, you know, I don't know if she's going to forgive him or not forgive him. And she, you know, who cares? She has no authority in heaven. Madam Oprah is New Age. She has no authority in heaven. I tell you, she might have authority on her set, but she has no authority over heaven. So I want to tell you, we need to pray for priests, we need to pray that they start doing their job. They need to pray that we start doing our job, not they. We start doing our job, that we start hearing confessions, that we make them available. At Holy Rosary, the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of penance is available every Monday night after the Monday night mass at 7:30 to 8. So confessions are at about 8 o'clock, Monday and Friday. And that's in the evening. And we also have confessions on Saturday between 4:30 and 5:30. And if people want to go to confession to make an appointment, they can. Just recently, someone made an appointment with me, and they went to confession within the last week. I tell you, this is so important. And now Madam Oprah, hearing the sins of Lance Armstrong, I think it's very sick. I think the church needs to repent, all the church, including myself. I think that we need to start saying who we are and who we're not, and let God be the judge. Again, Oprah will hear the sins of Lance Armstrong, but she has no power to absolve him. And did he repent? That's another issue. You can go to confession all you want. Unless there is a turning from sin, there's no forgiveness. There's got to be a turning. If there's a turning and you confess your sins, the scripture says, if you confess your sins, he is faithful to forgive your sins, for the blood of Jesus covers our sins. The blood of Jesus heals us from our sin. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I'm reading now from Malachi. You might not like what I'm going to say today, but I'm reading God's word. And God's word, Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Hallelujah. They call me a 50s priest. Lots of people call me a 50s priest. The Lord says, I change not. And you know what? His church, the essence of his church, changes not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed, even from the days of your fathers, where you gone away from mine ordinances and have not kept them. And then the Lord says this, not only did you sin, but return unto me, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, wherein shall we return? What are our sins that we would return? This is what God says. Will a man rob God? yet you have robbed me. But you say, where have we robbed you? And the Lord says, in tithes and in offerings. You are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even the whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now herein, says the Lord of hosts, and I will not open, prove me now that I will open the windows of heaven and pour out upon you blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. So God is speaking to Israel and to the church. I'm talking to Catholics, okay? I'm talking to Catholics. Some Catholics don't give 1% of what they make to God. I'm telling you, our tithes are 10% off the top. God wants our tithes. If we can't trust him with our money, we can't trust him with our sexuality. I've told you before that there's a priest that teaches abstinence. How does he teach it? He says, the first thing we do is we give 10% of our money to the Lord. And if you do that, the Lord will help you with abstaining from sin, from sexual sin. The scripture says that if we don't tithe our money, we rob God. We rob God. And the scripture says, where do we rob you, God? We're good people. We go to Mass every day. Yeah, you rob me because you don't give me what I have asked. And if you give me what I have asked, your tithes and your offerings, I will open for you the windows of heaven, and you will not be able to contain what I am opening to you. You know what I'm saying? This is real stuff. This is real stuff. Opening the windows of heaven, that we will not be able to contain the blessings. And it has to do with filthy lucre. It has to do with money. The scripture says, the love of money is the source of all evil. It does not say money is the source of all evil. Money is neither good nor bad. It's what we do with it. The love of money is the source of all evil. That's like saying the internet. The internet is not good or bad. It's what we do with it. If we do with it to help people, if we do with it to help ourselves, if we do with it to gain knowledge and wisdom, that's wonderful. If we do with it to look at pornography, that's sinful. So here we have the internet, and people are using it for their own gain, for their own sexual pleasure. That's sick. That's sick. That's sick. And if you've done it, God wants to have you repent. To repent. There's forgiveness for you. There's forgiveness for you. And it's not going to Oprah. It's going to the church. It's going to the priest. It's confessing your sins and repenting of it. And maybe you need grace to stay away from those sins. So you ask for that grace every day. I know how to return to the Lord. If you have sinned and your sin is continual, in other words, it's repeated and repeated and repeated, whatever the sin is, and there's more than sexual sin, I tell you, get on your knees in the morning and ask the Lord for grace that you will not give in to this sin that has been continual. Ask the Lord in the morning, on your knees, that he help you to stay away from this sin. I want to read this again because this is God's word. It's not what I say, it's what God says. For I am the Lord, I change not. Hallelujah. I change not. I tell you, homosexual relationships have always been sinful, and they will always be sinful. The Lord says, I change not. That's the way it is. Two people living together, a man and a woman, and do not have the sacrament of marriage, I'm telling you, that is sinful. Just as sinful as a homosexual relationship. That is sinful. I tell you that someone who is fornicating, that is sinful. God doesn't change. God doesn't change, and his laws do not change. But the Lord is filled with compassion. The Lord is filled with mercy. The Lord is filled with love. And he wants people to come back to him. He's looking that people would come back to him. People would go to confession and confess their sins and repent of their sins. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, sons of Jacob, you are not consumed. You're not consumed no matter what sin you commit, because you're still going to be my people. Even though you sin against me, I will not allow you to be consumed. I tell you, God will not allow the church or Israel to be consumed. Sometimes it might seem that way in the West, but I'm telling you, because he's God and he has said that he is for us and not against us, he will not let the church be consumed, neither will he let the Israelites be consumed. I tell you, there will be a day when Israel will turn to the Lord and Israel would accept Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord and Redeemer. I'll tell you, that day is coming. I don't know when it's coming, but the Bible teaches it. St. Paul teaches it in Romans 9, 10, and 11. That's a real experience. God has not given up his people Israel, and he has not given up the church. Thanks be to God. No matter how unfaithful we are, God is always faithful. The Father is always faithful. No matter how unfaithful you are, God is always faithful, ready to receive you back, ready to receive you back without condemnation. The scripture says there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. It says now there is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus, not tomorrow, but now. So if you have sinned, I'm telling you, you don't need to be condemned. You go to confession and repent of your sin. You tell the church through the priest that you have sinned and that you need mercy. I tell you, we all need mercy. Where would I be without the mercy of God? I do not speak to you as someone who doesn't go to confession. As a matter of fact, I went last night. I do not speak to you as someone that's better than you. I am a sinner saved by grace. I have nothing of my own that's good, only that which God has given me. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Sin must be repented of. Let's see what God says. For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. Even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances, my laws, and you have not kept them. And the Lord says, return unto me, and I will return unto you. No one comes to the Father unless Jesus draw them. Return unto me, return unto the Father, and I will return unto you, says the Lord of hosts. But you say, you know, I'm kind of innocent. Where shall we return? You know, I'm doing a good job. I'm a good person. I helped people out in the street last week. Then God says in verse 8, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, where have we robbed you? You know, you must be making a mistake, God. You're saying that we've robbed you. And where have we robbed you? We're pretty good. We go to Mass every week, and sometimes twice a week, sometimes five times a week. Where have we robbed you? In your tithes and in your offerings. Tithes, the 10% of what I get, and offerings are extra. Tithes has nothing to do with charity. It has to do with justice. It has to do with justice. That we give our tithes and our offerings to the Lord. That's where you've robbed me. Listen to what he says now. You are cursed with the curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And this is the only time God says, prove me. Prove me now, says the Lord of hosts. Prove me by your doing, giving your tithes and your offerings. And I will open for you the windows of heaven and pour out upon you blessing, and there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So giving is a sign of God's blessing. And he says, start giving your tithes. Prove me, and you'll see me opening the windows of heaven. Prove me right. You'll see. I will continue to bless you and bless you and bless you. I tell you, my friends, when we started the radio ministry, I had to make a decision whether to be on for 6 months with the money I collected or whether we be on less than 6 months and we give our tithes to the Lord. We have for 29 years, in a couple of days, be 29 years, on the radio on WEZE, and already 28 years on the radio on WROL. We have sent our tithes, given our tithes to the Lord every single month. Every single month. Because you know what? He says, prove me, and I will open the windows of heaven. And you know what? He has opened the windows of heaven for us. He has opened the windows of heaven, and we've always had enough. We've always paid our bills. Thank you, Jesus. We've always been able to preach the word of God, no matter what the price was. Thank you, Jesus, as we're listening to God. You know, I would love to be in New York proclaiming this word, but you know what? God doesn't want me in New York, so I'm not going to be in New York. You know what I'm saying? God doesn't want me in New York, so I'm not going to be in New York. Now, if I start saying, well, you know what, I have a message that the people in New York need to hear, and I don't have the money, and I'm going to believe God for it, I'm going to tell you, then you'll be asking for money for 20 minutes and preaching for 10. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'll say it again. No, 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 no. These ministries that ask for money for 20 minutes and preach for 10, what are they in it for? They're in it for paying the bills. I tell you, I don't pay the bills. God pays the bills. If I preach rightly and I tithe the money, God pays the bills. And I don't have to say, you know, Father Tom needs your money. I do say it the last couple of seconds. You know that. After each broadcast, I do say, you know, send in your money if this is a blessing. But I don't spend lots of time. Today I'm talking about tithes and offerings. Your tithes and offerings must go to your parish church first. Your parish church first. Your church, parish first church, in season and out of season, is extra. You see, that's real. That's real. Tithes and offerings should go to your parish church first. But you know what? Or if you want to divide it, you want to divide it between your parish church and whatever you pray for in Haiti or whatever, that you give is the most important thing. And if you give, I will open the doors and the windows of heaven. My Lord, this is real stuff. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. And the Lord says, prove me. This is the only place that God says, prove me. Prove me, and I will open for you the windows of heaven, and you will not be able to contain the blessings. So what does it take to begin to tithe? It takes faith. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. It takes faith in order to tithe. You might not think you have the money. I have to tell you, I cannot live expecting God to give me what I need unless I do what he tells me. I don't want God to say, you've robbed me. You've robbed me. I want God to say, you know, you were faithful with filthy lucre. You were faithful with money. Therefore, I'm going to put you over greater spiritual places, where you can preach the gospel. That's the Bible. If you're faithful with a little, you know, and God sees that you're faithful with the little, he will put you over spiritually, over people that need to hear the message. It's all about money. The Bible speaks more about money than it does about heaven. What we do with our money really shows the Lord how we want spiritual things and the spiritual life. What we do with our money. And if we are faithful with our money, he will give us greater spiritual authority. Oh, hallelujah. You know, the Word of God says, ask of the nations and I will give them to you. And I've been asking the Lord for the nations. I want to preach the gospel to the nations. How will I do that? I don't know. By internet? Well, I'm on the internet. www.inseason.net. 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 I come to you today saying, God is waiting for you to use your faith muscle, for you to start tithing your money. God is waiting for you, and he is waiting for you, and he will open the windows of heaven. Prove me, says the Lord. I tell you, for the last 29 years and for the last 33 years as a priest, giving my tithes and offerings have always resulted in blessings. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.